But come on, any rivalry in world sport, if you get one over one of your main rivals away from home in the final few minutes, it is the sweetest taste.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
You are very welcome along to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm Will O'Callaghan. On the way, Ireland suffer a front row blow with just under 4 weeks to go until the start of the Six Nations. Stade Francais part ways with a France international hooker due to a disciplinary issue, and Samoa's head coach steps down amid accusations of attempted rape. But first today, Ulster prop Tom O'Toole will miss Ireland's first two Six Nations fixtures after being handed a six-game suspension today. He's been punished for a dangerous clear-out of the Munster centre Alex Nankivell during the first half of Ulster's three-point defeat at Kingspan Stadium 5 days before Christmas. O'Toole received a red card from referee Ben Whitehouse at the time, and he's now learned of his suspension with the disciplinary process overseen by Scottish Sheriff Catherine Mackey. She found that O'Toole's infraction warranted a 10-week suspension, but saw 4 weeks taken off on account of his admission of foul play and an immediate apology. His ban has been backdated to include last week's win against Connacht in the URC, but he'll now miss Ulster's Investec Champions Cup fixtures with Leicester and Exeter, as well as the URC visit of Zebre towards the end of this month. O'Toole will be also forced to sit out Ireland's first two fixtures in the Six Nations, which come at home to England on February the 1st and away to Scotland 8 days later. He was to be in consideration for Simon Easterby's squad, having come off the bench in three of Ireland's Autumn Nations games back in November. La Rochelle head coach Ron Nogara has described this Sunday's Investec Champions Cup fixture with Leinster as a wake-up call his players need. They sit in sixth place in the top 14, following a 22-19 victory against a much-changed Toulouse team at the weekend. That win followed defeats against the likes of Perpignan, Van, Cast and Montpellier this season. Nogara told reporters after that win against Toulouse that some of his players are not expressing themselves fully at the moment, and possibly they've been frozen by his own instructions. However, Jonathan Daunty will be out of Sunday's game and the start of the Six Nations, having locked up his knee in the defeat against Perpignan. O'Gara's future was also up for discussion on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, where Alan Quinlan discussed the prospect of a shootout between his former teammate and Jack Nienaber when the Ireland job comes available.
The potential for Jack Nienaber to be an Ireland head coach at some point, in that context it's Nienaber versus O'Gara. Is that a runner, do you think, Nienaber potentially as an Ireland head coach down the line?
Yeah, why not? Obviously, his track record and what he's done with South Africa has been phenomenal. He'll be judged this year on Leinster, won't he, and how they do in Europe. I'm sure if he was available, if Andy Farrell was stepping down or moving aside or there was a change of head coach, of course he'd come into the conversation, yes.
But Roger would be ahead of him at the moment, right?
Well, of course he's a candidate, and I think that's ultimately where Ronan will end up. I think he's contracted till 2027 or 28 with La Rochelle. And he spoke of his probably desire to be at international level. I always remember Clive Woodward many years ago saying that's for any coach in any club, if you get an opportunity of international rugby, that's where you have to aspire to be.
You can hear much more from Quinny from this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast by becoming an Off the Ball member now. And Quinny will be joining Cúnó Fláirte on commentary for Munster's Champions Cup Pool 3 fixture when they take on Saracens at Thomond Park this Saturday. And that game is live on Off the Ball. Just to let you know that Off the Ball Six Nations preview show at the Olympia Theatre is now sold out. But stay tuned on how you can win some highly exclusive tickets. Owen will be joined on stage on the night by Brian O'Driscoll, Austin Healy, Aoife Wafer, Alan Quinlan, Jerry Thornley and Andy Dunn. And some of our lucky audience members on the night will leave with some great prizes too, including match tickets for the Six Nations games at home to England and France. Don't miss out on any future OTB events. You can sign up for advance notice and pre-sale tickets. offtheball.com/insider has all the details, and stay tuned to OTB's social channels for more as well. The Samoa head coach Mohan Rhys Swaggler has stepped down. The 46-year-old was arrested in September on sexual assault charges. They follow complaints from two members of his family. Schwalger was suspended following his arrest, but he's now resigned just 9 months after he was appointed. So Samoa must now go out and search for a new head coach, with rugby in the country very much struggling. In July, Samoa's federation wrote to World Rugby saying they were at risk of bankruptcy if a planned tour of the Northern Hemisphere went ahead in November. It's also being reported that Racing 92 are parting company with their franchise France international hooker Camille Shaw. Last month, Shaw turned up to training still drunk following a team Christmas lunch on the day before. Fellow hooker Yannick Tarry didn't show up at all. Tarry did return to action at the weekend but sustained an ankle injury in the first half of their top 14 defeat against Toulon. However, it was not Shaw's first events, having broken the orbital bone of his Racing teammate Venania Habasi following a pre-season training camp in Valencia. Shaw spent his entire career with Racing, but now his contract has been torn up by mutual consent. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge. And we'll have more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow.